Welcome to the Sugar You Podcast, a podcast hosted by Andrea Ayers. This podcast features episodes for Sugar CRM's administrators who implement our sugar solutions to inform and excite them about all the sensational ways to help them become champions for success. In this third episode, we're going to talk about six essential configurations to quickly get your team started using sugar. Keep in mind, this podcast is just going to review the essential configurations, and you may have to do some additional configurations as you grow your user adoption of sugar. Also, use the links in the show notes to the training and documentation resources to demonstrate and explain to you how to use each of the configuration features. All six areas of the configurations that we're going to talk about can be done within the UI, meaning you don't have to know code to make any of these changes. All these configurations can be done using the admin homepage. You don't even have to keep notes either. I've outlined each of the configuration areas in the show notes for you, so you can just listen. The first area an admin needs to configure is what I call the core settings. Start with system settings, where you can change your instance's logo, the number of records in the list view and subpanels, lead conversion option, and you can enable editing in the preview pane. Make sure to set your default locale settings and currencies that you're going to be using in Sugar. Then add and remove modules from the mobile app using mobile settings. Set up your outbound email so your instance can send notifications of assignment, log communications to your customers, and send alerts for workflows. And finally, configure opportunities. So you're going to need to decide as an organization if you're going to use revenue line items or not. For those of you that don't know what revenue line items are, they're simply a granular view of an opportunity. So say you have a sales deal with a customer that you're selling five different products to, and each of those products have separate sales cycles. You can enable revenue line items and place each of the five products in a separate revenue line item, and they'll all roll up into one opportunity. All five revenue line items need to be closed in order for the opportunity to close. You either have revenue line items turned on for everyone or off for everyone. The second configuration area is creating users, teams, and roles. If your instance of Sugar is in the cloud, meaning that Sugar CRM, the company, we are hosting your instance, you can create users in what's called Sugar Identity. Sugar Identity allows you to securely manage user identities as well as accessing applications and services in the Sugar CRM ecosystem. Sugar Identity provides a federated identity solution based on industry standards and supports comprehensive single sign-on for Sugar applications, which means the Outlook plugin, Sugar Connect, Sugar Discover, and Sugar Mobile. Sugar Identity is managed by the Sugar Cloud Settings Console. So if you're on the Sugar Cloud, you can create and manage user records, manage passwords, as well as set up LDAP, SAML, and OIDC authentication. For those of you hosting your own instance of Sugar, you can create users and manage passwords from the admin homepage. Now, when you create a user, that user will automatically be linked to two teams, the global team, which includes all users, and their own private team, which includes that user, their boss, and their boss up the chain of command. Teams are groups of users that are added to records that allow users to see the record. If the West Coast team is added to a record, then only the users in that team can see the record. Well, and you as the admin, because you're a super user. So teams control record level security. Users can belong to multiple teams, and multiple teams can be added to a single record. Then you can add users to roles that allow users to perform certain operations like importing, exporting, editing, deleting records. So out of the box, a user, if not given a role, can do all of those things in a module. So don't freak out. That's the purpose of roles. You can start locking it down for that user. If you don't want your sales reps to be able to delete accounts, then remove that access from a role. If you don't want your support reps to import or export records, then you can take that away from them in a role. One user can belong to multiple roles. The most restrictive aspect of each of those roles for that user is going to prevail. So what that means is, if one user is a part of role A, and that says that they cannot access accounts or contacts, and they're a part of role B that says that they can access or enabled to accounts and contacts, both of those roles combined means that that user will not be able to access accounts or contacts. Okay, we're already at the third area to configure is configuring existing trigger modules, starting with Studio. So a Studio allows you to add fields, change labels of fields, modify layouts. That's where the fields display on the screen for the user, create relationships or links between modules, and also configure record view subpanels and mobile layouts for Sugar CRM mobile app. Next, you need to rename any of the out-of-the-box modules to match your organization's terms. So for example, if you call leads prospects, it would be recommended to rename the leads module prospects. Now that you added the fields and changed the layouts in Studio and renamed your modules, it's time to hide all the modules you don't want your users to see in maybe this first phase of implementation. This is done in Display Modules and Subpanels feature. Say you purchased Enterprise Edition from Sugar CRM, and in phase one, you want the sales team to use Sugar. Then later on in phase two, customer support and marketing. It's best practice to simplify Sugar for your users. Hide all of the customer support modules, like cases, bugs, and knowledge base, and the marketing modules, like campaigns, targets, and target list. This will keep it simple as possible for your users to use and remove distracting modules that they don't need right now. One last item in configuring existing Sugar modules is configuring the Quick Create menu. This is the menu at the top right-hand corner of the screen with the plus sign icon. Your users can quickly create records from this menu. It's recommended to remove all of the modules that you removed from the display modules and subpanels in the Configure Quick Create menu. The fourth area to configure is creating a new module in Module Builder. We don't have every possible module in Sugar. Every business has its own unique needs. So we have a tool that will allow you to create a whole new module with possible relationships to other modules, importing capabilities, and you can add fields and modified layouts. I've added the link demonstrating how to create a module in Module Builder in the show notes. The fifth area is importing records into Sugar. Whether you just started migrating from another CRM, or you're just adding a new list of records that you've received, such as a list of leads or accounts, this process will help you get the data into Sugar without having to manually enter each record. When importing records, Sugar will walk you through the process using an import wizard. In the show notes, I've added a link to a video that will show you how to use the import wizard. And finally, area six to configure, reports. Sugar comes with a number of pre-built stock reports. If one of those doesn't meet your needs, you can build a report using the report wizard to create a new one. Or if you'd like one of the stock reports that someone else has created, you can just copy that report, make the changes, and you'll have to just rename it. Take a look at the show notes to get the link to a video of how to create reports. So to recap, the six critical configurations to quickly get your team started using Sugar are: one, configure your core settings; two, create users, teams, and roles; three, configure existing Sugar modules; four, create a new module using Module Builder; five is importing your records; and six is creating additional reports. At a high level, that's everything you've heard in this episode. I'm going to also give you one other tip for implementing sugar at your organization. We just recently completed our Grow Adoption Framework to help guide you through each step of your adoption journey. There's guides, checklists, workbooks, discussion areas, and a bunch of other resources found at sugarclub.sugarcrm.com/adoption. We'd love to hear how your configurations are going. Let us know. Thanks so much, and I hope you tune in to the next episode. Stay sugar sweet.